We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jones and Mego. Civil discourse only.
That's the reason you're stupid. Shut up.
It's Jones and Mego with Arcane on WEEI.
What happens first? Tom Brady broadcast a game or he plays in a game?
I think there are no accidents when it comes to Tom Brady, Dan. And for him to come out and say, after declaring last year, he's done and he's never coming back, he just kind of casually drops the turd in the punch bowl of, pardon me, of, you know, hey, what if somebody gets injured during the season? Oh, I wouldn't be opposed to that. Wait, what? I wouldn't be opposed to coming back and playing. Are you kidding me? That was huge. And again, I don't think it was something that just flew out of his mouth. I think he's ready to come back. And I think that was his trial balloon to see if anyone will call him. Just a couple of weeks before the draft, plenty of teams looking for quarterbacks. What if Sean Payton doesn't get the guy he wants? It was Payton and Brady 2 years ago that were tied together to go to Miami. The Dolphins lost a first-round pick over it because they were tampering with both guys. So I think Brady wants to come back, but he wants to be pursued. And he's put it out there that he wants to be pursued. So I think there's a chance that he never gets in the booth at all, at least not this year. And wouldn't it be awkward? He's sitting there with Kevin Burkhardt, Dan, and quarterback gets injured during a game. How can Burkhardt not say, hey, Tom, would you play for this team? They may be calling you tomorrow.
Yeah. Played that for you yesterday. That was Florio. I'm with Dan Patrick. He's got a little McAfee in him. He just doesn't shut up in the background. He's grunting and agreeing and,
Turn the punch bowl.
So that was
be funny if he's like 70, like no sleeves on his shirt, standing up, like all hunched
doing
over.
The same thing all over again. Just trying to make himself more youthful, like Bill Belichick is attempting to do. We'll get to Bill, what Andy Reid's extension means for Bill Belichick.
Payday.
But I did find that interesting. He referenced the Broncos, and like, okay, maybe Brady could be in play. In Denver. Hadn't considered that. Hadn't thought about that. The connection with Sean Payton being the unifying aspect of that. So you guys can jump in on all this. 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Bruins. And our big question of the day. How big of a factor did the goalie rotation play in last night's loss? I will update these numbers coming up. But you can vote a little, a lot, or zero. Again, that's at Jones and Mego. No Mego today. You can dial us up on the phone, 617-779-7937. That was fun earlier in the show. We'll get back to it because the Bruins have other issues, but it's fun to yell about the goalie. I can tell you that. Meanwhile, a few texts, 37937. Jones, you really just say you would take athleticism over accuracy. No, I didn't just say it. I've been saying it for over a year. Accuracy overrated in today's NFL. I would prioritize a mobile quarterback. Now, on some level, you got to be able to complete passes. I get that. But you need a guy who can make plays with his arm, with his feet. And I don't really care about the quarterback who completes 70% of his passes. If you're completing 70% of your passes, you're probably throwing short, not testing the defense, taking safe throws, and when the game's on the line, you probably can't make any plays because you need to put together a 10.
Who's that sound like?
Yeah, no, it sounds like Mac, but like even someone like Jared Goff is the name I'm thinking in my head when I'm talking about it. It definitely sounds like Mac. But even someone like Jared Goff, it's like, oh, great. So you need a 10-play drive? To work your way down the field, you need to hand it off to the running back to make a big play to get down the field. You're not going to win games when you're trailing. You're not going to come from behind in games like that. And when the game's on the line, I don't think that quarterback wins. So accuracy, to me, is overrated. It can be misleading because it can be schemed up. And I believe in a quarterback who can make plays with his arm and his feet. And so, yeah, I felt that way for over a year. Accuracy in today's NFL, overrated.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that you need an accurate quarterback. If not, you're having a guy running around making errant throws. I don't think that's necessarily a good thing, but there has to be some sort of balance. I think if you're talking about just a statue back there, they better be able to make every single possible throw, and most rookies can't do that. They can't do it right when they get in the NFL, and if you're drafting at three, you want someone who can play right away. So if you're talking about a stationary guy who's not able to move, they better be able to hit all three levels on the sidelines and all the different routes and everything. Otherwise, you know, you're going to have some growing pains there. But if they can extend plays, you don't have to be as accurate if you can extend plays. That's the key to it all.
Yeah, Roba in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, sounds like a guy who won 7 Super Bowls. I think we can agree. Brady's the exception to the rule. I don't think other quarterbacks.
Brady can make all the throws, too.
Yeah, and I don't think that quarterback's going to thrive in today's NFL. You know, Brady could. He's special. I don't think another quarterback with that profile is going to come in and succeed. My personal opinion. Maybe I'll be proven wrong on that. Brady also was exceptionally mobile within the pocket. And that's not what I'm talking about, but he could extend plays within the pocket. There's also this from Monty. Can't you have a quarterback that's mobile and accurate? No, you can. But I'm saying if I got to prioritize one thing over the other, I want the guy who's mobile. I'll take both. I mean, obviously I'll take both. But if I got to prioritize one thing, that's what I'm doing. Also this, 37937, total reach to put May on team feet. Follow-up text from a different number. McCarthy runs a 4-4. How does he not qualify? So I went and crunched some numbers, and look, the offenses are different. The attempts are different. But J.J. McCarthy, when I looked at the numbers, actually pretty impressive.
I'd consider McCarthy a mobile quarterback.
632 yeah. yards, 10 touchdowns. That's in his career at Michigan, compared to 698 yards for Drake May as a sophomore and 9 touchdown rushes last year as a junior. Or, you know, third year and second year, I should say, at North Carolina, because he barely played as a true freshman.
Right.
So May's far more mobile than McCarthy. Maybe I'm selling McCarthy short on his mobility, but May is definitely a mobile quarterback. He's not Jaden Daniels. I mean, I don't know how many quarterbacks not named Lamar in the NFL or Josh Allen are Jaden Daniels.
Kyler, maybe.
Different styles. Yeah, there's not a lot of them. But I think he's plenty mobile in the NFL. McCarthy, I question. Maybe he's more mobile than I give him credit for. He ran a 4-4. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either, but I consider him to be a mobile quarterback. Like, you know, I don't consider any of these guys to be full-on stationary guys. I think even Penix is able to get around the corner and sort of do things with that offense and extend plays, which, again, if you're talking about rushing for yards and, you know, picking up yards and touchdowns and things like that, long runs, then, yeah, Daniels is in a separate class. But if you're talking about extending plays and, you know, doing that sort of thing, then I think all those guys can do that.
They design plays for Drake May at UNC. They did not do that for J.J. McCarthy. So, again, this is another thing J.J. McCarthy didn't do that apparently he's going to do at the next level. They didn't ask him to do it in college, but he can totally do it. Even though he wasn't asked to do it a level down, he's going to do it at a high level, a level up. I have to do a lot of leaping, and there's a lot of belief in something I haven't seen out of J.J. McCarthy. And so I'll trust in what I saw out of Drake May and what he did. And there's some warts there. There's some bad plays and some red flags. There's no doubt about it. But there's also a lot of production. We'll continue here with your feedback just real quick on Andy Reid. Andy Reid was making $12.5 million.
Mm.
He just got a 5-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's now the highest paid coach in the NFL, if I read that properly.
Boy.
I don't know if he's making Bill money. Bill's out of the league. But
he's also not the GM, too. So
fair. Sean Payton is making reportedly upwards of $20 million in Denver. And I think Andy Reid just passed that by, if I read the reporting properly. Here is the note from Tom Pelissero. Both Brett Veach, the GM to your point, Arkin, and Andy Reid are locked up now through 2029. Reid, 66, has faced retirement questions each of the past two off seasons. He shouldn't hear any more talk of it after this extension. He'll be 71. When the contract ends, that's Bill's age right now. Bill would be 72 this season. He'd be 73 next season. We all know he's not coaching this year. Reid will enter the Pro Football Hall of Fame after 5 years of retirement. He ranks in regular season wins, fourth all-time, 258, which trails Shula, Halas, and Belichick. His 26 postseason wins are 5 behind Bill. So he's closing in on all those records. I know we count regular season and postseason. That's what Pelissero wrote. Do you think the 5-year extension ensures, number one, that Reid's on track to pass by Bill? And number two, does this factor in any way to a Bill return? I mean, Andy Reid is being extended in his late 60s, and he's going to be coaching in the NFL, in theory, into his 70s.
Yeah, I think I'd say yes to both of those things. Yes, that Reid's going to be on track to pass Bill, and yes, that Bill's going to – I don't think Bill ever – sort of looked at this and said, all right, I'm done coaching. I don't want to coach anymore. I'm not going to try and coach anymore. He's going for a comeback next year, no matter what happens with Andy Reid. And I think that that was going to be the case anyway. So Bill coming back, I think, is whether a team hires him or not is a different question. But whether he wants to come back, I think, is a foregone conclusion. He absolutely does. And he wants to chase Shula. Now, as for Andy Reid, I mean, we'll also get to this a little bit in triple play. But I think that 5 more years of Andy Reid, in the event that Mahomes stays there for all 5 of those years, it's very likely. I mean, just mathematically, it's very likely that he passes where Bill is now.
Okay, me too. Get ready for all those records to fall. I mean, Bill doesn't even have the record, but he's closing right in on the wins record. Get ready for it to fall. That postseason wins record, Bill has 26, Reed's only 5 back. So that's 2 playoff runs for Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. So that one's going to fall for sure. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We'll get back to the Bruins as well. Our big question of the day: how much of a factor was the goalie rotation in last night's loss? Spoiler alert, Arcan and myself think it was a big factor, unlike most Bruins fans out there. We'll get to that with all your thoughts next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.